5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, that's right, another beautiful day that the Lord has made. As always, my favorite scripture, Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day, that's right, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, tribe, it's Testimony Tuesday, and another opportunity to just glorify and thank God for all the wonderful things that he has done for us, seen and unseen. It's the 3 o'clock check-in with your favorite host, Juma Salim, from the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time joining, take a moment and share the Roar of Judah radio show with at least two people. It takes 2 seconds to share it with two people. We'll greatly appreciate it. As always, our first order of business is prayer. Then we're going to check out the weather. And then we're going to have a conversation. I want to tap into your mind today. I want to pose some questions and get you to really thinking about how good God really is. Even when things are not perfect, God still is worthy of our praise. As always, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. On this day, we ask that you provide our daily bread. You are a good Father, and we know that all things work together for our good. You gave us the breath of life on this day, and we say thank you. For someone somewhere did not wake up to see this day. God, we glorify your name. We give you all the honor and the praise in the good times as well as the bad. For every listener under the sound of my voice, I ask that you would be with them on their journey. As they go out and as they come in, keep them in all their ways. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Yesterday was the eclipse. And I just want to say that it is amazing. And I did not partake in that. I didn't even go outside to look. I wasn't really even interested. There's just some things I'm just not interested in at this age. I do want to say this, though. It is so amazing to me how we all, and I'm going to say it one more time, we all find interest in things that are so insignificant, but we really find a hard time coming to God with our naked truth. All right. I just wanted to get that out and just, I want you to let that sizzle in your spirit, as Country Wayne say. We too often are caught up in things that have no power, no strength, no meaning. And we are fascinated by it. But what if we took that same interest, that same confidence, and we applied it to our word, our prayers, our confidence in who God is? All right. I'm just saying, something for you to think about on Testimony Tuesday. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the Roar of Judah radio show. I am your host, Juma Salim. This is Gospel 107.1 FM. Shout out to my Gospel 107.1 FM family, my brother Rufus. Shout out to you. I see you. Yes, indeed. Listen here, tribe. If you are not following the Roar of Judah on social media, please go and do so. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with all the latest and the greatest with the Roar of Judah. Also, take 2 seconds, share the Roar of Judah social media with at least 2 people. Tag them, like it, follow, share, all that good stuff. We need your support. Thank you so much for all that you do. For everyone tuned in today, I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking out the time to tap into the Roar of Judah radio show. God is good in all his ways. In other news, if you are a faith-based business and you would like to partner and become a sponsor, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. That's right, admin@theroarofjudah.org. We'll greatly appreciate you. Also, if you would like to make a donation or a contribution to the Roar of Judah radio show podcast, you can visit the website at www.theroarofjudah.org. That's right, www.theroarofjudah.org. We'll greatly, greatly appreciate you. We would love to hear from you, our amazing listeners and tribe. If you have a testimony, a prayer, a request, or you just want to share your story, please submit that 500 words or less to admin@theroarofjudah.org. That's right, admin@theroarofjudah.org. We want to share your story on the podcast, here on the radio station. We want to share your story. You have to understand that your story, your testimony, your prayer has the power to change someone's life who may be going through something, who may be suicidal, who may be on the edge, who may be wanting to give up. And the whole point is for us to carry each other's burden. That is scripture. If you don't believe me, go read it. Listen, we have to partake in carrying each other's burdens. And today, I want you to know that you are valuable. You are important. And no matter what you may be going through, and you may not be going through anything, but you still need to be acknowledged. You still need to know that you are loved. You still need to know that God is for you. God will never leave you or forsake you. And what you do for others, God will do so much more for you. So on this day, I want you to know, admin@theroarofjudah.org. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Listen, I want to let you know that there are some amazing artists in the gospel and worship world that have some amazing music. If you do not know some of these artists that are being played, just use Shazam. Shazam is a great tool. I believe it is on Android and the iPhone. And the song will play, and then Shazam will find the song for you. I'm always looking for new music, new artists, new sounds. And Shazam is a great tool. I'm not getting paid to tell you that, but I think that if you're equipped with the right tools, you can get the right worship. Also, I think even saying that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in to my music playlist, and I'm going to create a folder, and so I'll plug that folder, and then you can go either on Apple or Spotify. You can go on there and you'll be able to listen, and I'll share that here on Gospel 107.1 FM. Yes, indeed. I want to shift the focus really quickly. We're going to do the weather here in a moment, but I want to shift the focus really quickly and be transparent in a moment. I want you to know that strong people, listen to me, strong people need strong people. I just need you to hear me right now. Strong people need strong people. When I think about strong people, I think about people who on the outside have confidence, and they have intelligence, and they have brilliance, and they have bravery. but on the inside, they are fighting something. And so I'm saying strong people need strong people, because even the strong man gets weak. Whew. Here we go. For the last, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months, I've been struggling internally with something. And I quite haven't figured out what it is, but I keep giving it to God. Because the more that I try to carry it, the more that I try to understand it, the more that it becomes heavy and the more that it becomes a stumbling block. Have you ever had to be strong and felt like there was no one else to help you carry what you were carrying? My, listen to me. I want you to know that it's okay. That even the strong man must take a break. And if that's you, if that is you, are you the person that feels like you're always carrying something? Not only that, are you the person that always feels like you have to fight harder than everybody else just to maintain, just to keep the little that you got? And it seems like everybody else gets it so easy. If that is you, this is for you. I want you to understand that even in your grief, even in your loss, even in your setback, God is with you. And I know that God is with us because we keep getting up. I feel that. We keep getting up. I don't care how bad it gets. I keep getting up. I don't care how I don't understand what is going on. I keep getting up. You can't hold a man down that keeps getting up. You cannot hold a good woman down who keeps getting up. This is for you. I know that your journey has been dark and it has been dim, but you are the light. Christ is on the other side calling you. There is nothing that can stop you. There is nothing that can keep you or hinder you from the love of God. And that's what causes me to keep getting up. When things don't look pretty, I keep getting up. And I know you may not even be facing anything, but the point that you keep getting up, knowing that tomorrow is not promised, is faith. It is your ability to be consistent. Whether you are up or whether you're down, I know how to be content in all things. I don't think you're hearing me right now. I want to say it like this. Tomorrow is not promised, but what you do today matters. And if you can get up today, listen, don't get me started. If you can get up today, I didn't feel like it. Somewhere somebody is saying, I did not feel like getting out the bed today. But if you can muster the strength to say, Lord, thank you, that's enough prayer to get your day started. I don't think you hear me. Let me work. It only takes a little seed of faith. He said a mustard seed. That means I need a little bit of hope. I need a little bit of faith to get me to the next destination. The next destination may just be getting up. For the one who lost their mother, for the one who lost their dad, for the person who lost someone special, getting up is all that matters. I need to work right now. Let me work. Holy Spirit, I hear you. All you need to do is get up. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know what's next, but getting up. Whew. Listen to me. I'm getting emotional. You just got to get up. You can't stay down. Help is on the way. And I know that doesn't seem like it. I know that you don't feel like help is on the way. I know that yesterday the help didn't arrive. Oh my God. I know the day before the help didn't arrive, but today could be the day. But if you don't get up, oh my Lord, if you don't get up, how will you know? How will you know what the possibility is if you don't get up? I need you to hear me. Tomorrow is not promised, but today matters. If you get up today, what could happen in today? And I know that you may not understand. God is a God of mercy. He sees your circumstance. He knows what you are going through. This I know. And even when I don't feel like getting up, I get up. Because his call, listen to me, his call on your life is so much greater than your feeling. Oh, my, 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 my. The call on your life, the purpose. It doesn't matter if you 60, you 70, you 40, you 50, you 23, you 18. The call on your life is so important. It is so great that you have no choice but to get up. In this moment right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I call to every sickness, every heartbreak, every ache, that you will get up despite what you may be feeling. So you got to understand, it doesn't matter about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries for itself, says the scripture. But what matters is today. And if you get up today, that's all that matters. You may not have the whole plan. You may not have the full strategy, but you getting up is enough. God can work with the little. He works with the little. Remember, we talked about the woman who only had a little bit of flour, a little bit of bread. God was able to work the miracle, but she was able to do what she was able to do because she was already in motion. She was gathering sticks when Elijah found her. I want you to know that getting up matters. I don't think you understand what I'm saying to you. I want you to open your mind and your heart in this moment, and I want you to receive this. You can get up today and let tomorrow worry about tomorrow. That's all that matters, getting up in the moment.
Baby, let's go!
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. That is one of my favorite songs. That is a song that's in my worship list. I need you to get that song in your worship list. Joy is coming in the morning. My gosh, that's good. Well, tribe, if you are not following The Roar of Judah on social media, please go and do so. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We greatly appreciate you. Also, don't forget, share it with at least two people. That's right. It takes 2 seconds to share The Roar of Judah with at least two people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're talking about getting back up. And before we went to the song, I wanted to reiterate something, and I want to share a story with you. Remember the Good Samaritan story? In the story, he was passed by three people. Now, I'm not going to go into great details. If you have not read the story, please go and find the Good Samaritan story. It will change your life. But I want to give you this perspective. Three people passed him up. He was not in the position to get back up. This is why I said strong people need strong people. There was a man who passed him by and took the time to stop and help him get back up. Strong people, again, need strong people. Sometimes we don't have the strength to get back up. My, my, my. Have you ever been so grieved? Have you ever been so hurt? Have you ever been so heartbroken that you did not have the strength to get back up? But God sent one person. One person. And the wonderful thing that I love about God is that sometimes we don't even have the strength to ask for help. Oh, my, my. Don't get me started. Sometimes we don't even have the strength to ask for help. And you would think that, well, all you got to do is just use your mouth. But what if you don't even have the strength to call for help? That's good. I've seen God put my name. I know you've seen people just call you randomly and say, you know what? God put you on my heart. Are you okay? That matters. a prayer matters. Sometimes we get caught up in the tangible things and we forget that some of God's greatest gifts come when we don't have the strength to get back up. Somebody calling and checking on you is important. A text message, an emoji. During your time of difficulty, your time of need, the small things matter, and God works in the small things. Getting back up is not about your strength sometimes, because he said his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Don't get me here now. Come on. We are better together than apart. And it's hard for people to understand that. It's hard for people to grasp that concept that we are better together than apart. Strong people need strong people. And that's not to say that weak people don't need strong people. We all need people. But knowing the difference between your crowd, your community, and your core is what's going to help you get back up. See, everybody doesn't need to know that you're even down. Oh, don't get me started. Because some people want to use the fact that you're down as ammunition. Oh, they're going to bring the replay back. You remember when such and such happened? You remember when you was down? You know what I mean? You don't want those type of people in your life. When things are difficult, they want to throw it back up in your face. The people who throw it back up in your face that they did something for you, they didn't do it for the right reason. And they may say that, but when you think about it, did you really do it? Because love holds no account. Oh, my. Don't get me started. Love holds no record. Christ died on the cross and he threw our sins away. Man, we got to get back to scripture. We got to get back to the word. Love does not hold an account. If you do something for me or I do something for you and you hold a record of it, did you really do it in love? See, let me get back. The Good Samaritan story is about love, unconditional love. He even left the man in care with someone else because he still had business to take care of. He held no record. Why are you giving? And what are you giving for? Because if you hold a record, is it truly love? What we do in the moments when we feel like we don't have the strength to get back up matters. And my point and my message for today is that if you're up, find someone else to help get up. So many times we get so caught up in our own lives that we forget that there are people who are in need because we're so focused on our own situation. But even in the story of the woman with Elijah, even in her need, even in her dire need, she found the strength to get back up and to do something in obedience for Elijah because it was the right thing to do. Not because she was getting something in return, but because she was operating in love. What kind of impact can we make when we operate in love? Everybody is not going to love you. Everybody is not going to like you. But what you do have to understand is what you do for others, God will reward. It's scripture. What you do for others in secret, God will reward you openly. What the Good Samaritan did, he did it out of love. And what I'm trying to get you to understand on this Testimony Tuesday is this. Getting back up requires love. You need strong people around you who do not look down on you, but they operate in what God has called us to operate in. And that's his image, his likeness. That means that they meet you where you are. Ha 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 ha. Yes, indeed. They meet you where you are. They don't look down on you. They meet you where you are and they help you get back up. The people who are not willing to help you get back up and would rather pass you by are not your core people. It doesn't matter how many times you help someone, because we fall, we stumble, but we get back up again. And too many times people get up and they forget that they were ever down. And so that is what that perspective is when you look at the Good Samaritan story. The people walked over the man who was on the side of the road because they forgot what it was like to be down. Oh, my. Listen to me. Don't get so high on your high horse and think that you cannot come down. Don't get so full of yourself. That's ego. That's pride. That you look down on other people when they fall, when they have a hard time getting back up. Sometimes they don't even have the strength to get up. And instead of you reaching down to help them up in any capacity that you can offer, you would rather step over them and keep going. Please don't get me started. Please don't get me started. Love holds no record. Love is unconditional. The song says, get back up again. Get back up again. Every time that you get knocked down, get back up again. And if you don't have the strength to get back up, don't be afraid to reach out to other people that's in your core, that has the capacity, keyword, the capacity to handle your inability to get back up. Woo. Listen to me. Getting back up starts with the act of love. The Good Samaritan helped the man back with an act of love. He took the time to stop. Who's in your core that's willing to take the time to stop and help you get back up? Woo. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe. We are back. We are back. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Over me. Well, tribe. That's today's show, Testimony Tuesday. I'm your host, Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah radio show. As always, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Until we meet again, tribe, I love you. One love.